Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our April 20th Rules Committee meeting. I'm your Chair Supervisor Shimon Walton. I'm joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Stephen Sherrill and President Raphael Mandelman. Today's clerk is Victor Young, and I'm happy to announce that we have James Kawana, who is broadcasting this meeting for SFGov TV, so it is made available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will also be included as part of the file. You may also send written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, Room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of April 28th, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk, and I just want to appreciate everyone who is here this morning. We're actually going to call item number 8 out of order. I want to make sure that folks who are here for item number 8 know that we're probably going to continue this item because conversations need to be had with some of the candidates, and so I don't want to hold people here this morning. So with that said, Mr. Clerk, let's go to public comment on item number 8.
Item number 8, hearing to consider appointing members to the Behavioral Health Commission. On public comment for this matter, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Would anyone like to provide public comment on this item regarding the Behavioral Health Commission? There are no comments at this time.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. President Mandelman.
I am happy to make a motion to continue this item to the call of the chair.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk, on that motion.
Yes, on the motion to continue the matter to the call of the chair, Vice Chair Sherrill. Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Continue to the call of the chair. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 1.
Item number 1 is an ordinance amending the Administrative Code to establish the Pacific Islander Cultural District in and around the Visitation Valley and Sunnydale neighborhoods to require the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development to submit written reports and recommendations to the Board of Supervisors and the Mayor describing the cultural attributes of this district and proposing strategies to acknowledge and preserve the cultural legacy of the district.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. Colleagues, and to the public, this ordinance establishes the Pacific Islander Cultural District in Visitation Valley and in Sunnydale. Cultural districts are proven to stabilize communities during periods of rapid change, and we know that neighborhoods like Visitation Valley and Sunnydale have faced exactly that: economic pressures, displacement, longstanding inequities. Without intentional action, we risk losing not just cultural landmarks, but also entire living traditions. This ordinance aligns with the city's broader goals, supporting arts and culture, and strengthening our economic base and preserving the diversity that makes San Francisco so unique. I also did attend the hearing at the Historic Preservation Commission through the Planning Department, and they unanimously have passed this ordinance, so I'm excited that we are hearing this item today so we can finally do what we are supposed to do to recognize all the contributions of the Pacific Islander community here in San Francisco and make sure that their culture is fully represented. With that, I don't see any comments or questions from colleagues, so Mr. Clerk, we will go to public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to comment on this matter? I do not see any speakers on this matter.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, this item, public comment, is now closed. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Please add me as a co-sponsor.
Thank you so much, President Mandelman. And with that, Mr. Clerk, I would like to move this item forward to the full board with recommendation.
Would you like to send that out as a committee
report? As a committee report. Thank you, Mr. Clerk.
On the motion to recommend this matter as a committee report, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 2.
Item number 2 is the ordinance amending the administrative code to create the Glen Park Entertainment Zone on Diamond Street between Monterey Boulevard and Chenery Street between Brompton Avenue and Carey Street, Monterey Boulevard between Diamond Street and Juice Street, and Kern Street between Brompton Avenue and Diamond Street, and affirming the Planning Department's environmental determination under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. The item before you is an ordinance to create a new entertainment zone in Glen Park. The entertainment zone will allow restaurants and bars in Glen Park, basically the commercial areas that run along Chenery and Diamond and a little bit of Kern Alley and a little tiny bit of Monterey. Allowing those restaurants and bars to sell alcoholic beverages to go for outdoor consumption during events and activations, including but not limited to the Glen Park Night Market. During COVID, San Francisco, like many cities, adapted to the health concerns surrounding closed indoor gatherings by allowing more commercial activity outdoors. And although we initially did this out of necessity, turned out this could allow pretty cool outdoor gatherings that could be particularly helpful to our businesses that were able to participate in these outdoor activities. The entertainment zone in Glen Park, we hope, will do the same. The proposal came to us from the Merchants Association. There was lots and lots of conversation between the Merchants Association and the Glen Park Association, with some help from Ben Van Houten and city staff, and they have come up with a map and a plan that I believe works for different stakeholders in the neighborhood. This would be the third entertainment zone in District 8. We have previously done entertainment zones for Coal Valley and Castro, and both are enjoying them, I think, and they are supporting the night markets there and other activations. Again, thanks to the Glen Park Merchants Association and the Glen Park Association, as well as to Ben Van Houten and Kelly Varian from the Office of Economic and Workforce Development, and Vicky Wong from the City Attorney's Office, and Grace Wong from my office. And I think that's what I got for you. I hope you all will vote yes and send this forward to the full board as a committee report with a positive recommendation.
Thank you, President Mandelman. And I don't see any comments from Vice Chair Sherrill, so let's go to public comment on item number 2.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Hello, my name is Shane. I am a co-owner of Glen Park Station Bar. I think Glen Park being designated an entertainment zone would be great, as it would bring community and visitors from other neighborhoods together for events, boosting community engagement and promoting revenue for all local businesses. The night markets hosted in Glen Park last summer, funded by the Civic Joy Foundation, gave us great insights as to how regular events in the neighborhood boost community morale and bring extra revenue to all small businesses. Glen Park would also be great, would also be perfect to be designated as an entertainment zone, as our close proximity to BART and multiple Muni Lions make it easily accessible to everyone across the city. Thank you very much.
Are there any additional speakers on this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no additional speakers, public comment is now closed. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton, and thanks to Glen Park Station for coming out. They are, oh, and we got multiple folks from the Merchants Association here. Glen Park Station is just an example of a beloved community institution that would benefit from this and that we're hoping we'll be able to take advantage of it. So with that, I would like to move that we forward this item to the full board as a committee report with positive recommendation for consideration on April 21, 2026.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, on that motion.
Yes, on the motion to recommend as a committee report. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. The motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 3.
Yes, item number 3 is an ordinance amending the administrative code to create the Upper Fillmore Entertainment Zone on Fillmore Street from Jackson to Sutter, California Street from Fillmore Street to Steiner, and Pine Street from Fillmore Street to Steiner Street, and affirming the Planning Department's determination under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I think President Mandelman said it quite well in describing the benefits of the Glen Park Entertainment Zone on Fillmore Street and Upper Fillmore in particular. We're especially excited to really give the merchants more opportunity to participate in great events like the Fillmore Jazz Festival. I want to be especially give a special thanks to Ben Van Houten, to Tim Omi and Patty Mangan of the Fillmore Merchants Association, to Supervisor Mahmoud, and especially to the Fillmore Jazz Fest organizers, the contributing merchants. It's really because of you that we've had so much success bringing Fillmore Street back post-pandemic, and I'm excited to see this move forward with my colleagues' support at the full board. Thank you all for weighing in so heavily on this one.
Thank you so much, Vice Chair Sherrill. And I don't see any comments from President Mandelman, so we will go to public comment on item number 3.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any speakers on this matter? There are no speakers on this item.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I'd like to move to send this forward to the full board with positive recommendation as a committee report for consideration tomorrow, April 21st.
Thank you. On that motion?
Yes, on the motion to recommend as a committee report, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, would you please call items 4, 5, and 6 together?
Yes. Item number 4 is a motion approving rejecting the mayor's nomination for the reappointment of Timothy Rayoff to the Treasure Island Development Authority Board of Directors for a term ending February 26, 2030. Item number 5 is a motion approving rejecting the mayor's nomination for the reappointment of Linda Fadiki Richardson to the Treasure Island Development Authority Board of Directors for a term ending April 28, 2030. Item number 6 is a motion approving rejecting the mayor's nomination for the reappointment of Jeanette Howard to the Treasure Island Development Authority Board of Directors for a term ending February 26, 2029.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. We are going to call up individuals in the order that they appear on the agenda. Please come up and take a couple of minutes to tell us who you are, about why you want to serve. And first, we have Timothy Rafe.
Good morning, President Walton and Supervisor Mandelman, Supervisor Sherrill. My name is Timothy Rafe. I'm currently a Treasure Island Development Authority board member. I'm up for reappointment. For me, this was the first term that I was there was a big learning process. I wanted to be involved with the development of Treasure Island, and I quickly learned that some things don't happen as fast as you would like them to happen, but they do happen, and it is happening. I feel I'm a positive voice on it because I want to keep the progress on the island going. Since I've been on it on the board, we've had several parks open. We've had phase one pretty much of the residential construction pretty much complete, and we're looking forward to getting phase two going with the behavioral health buildings going and other projects. But and also we've had Bay FC's broken ground out there, so this has been a good a good experience for me. And it's one thing to be on this side of the diocese, but when you're sitting on the dais, it's another thing too. So yeah, with that, I think that's all I have. If you have any questions for me or.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
I don't see any questions or comments from colleagues. Now let's bring up Linda Feliki Richardson.
Good morning, Chair Walton, Supervisor Cheryl, and Mandelman. I am deeply honored to be reappointed to the Treasure Island Development Authority by Mayor Lurie. My name is Linda Feliki Richardson, a longtime Baby Hunters Point resident. A little bit about me. For decades, I have been involved in community development, of spearheading land use master plan all the way from the Bayview. I helped the part of San Francisco, part of the working group, chair their transportation to develop their master plan. All these experiences, also working, yours truly, Supervisor Walton, economic development, has really positioned me to be a key member of the Treasure Island Development Authority. I am currently the president. I created the Transportation Infrastructure Committee to help the milestones, all these wonderful projects that have been coming on the pipeline for decades. I am truly involved in making sure that the open spaces of the parks. And in addition, Treasure Island is unlike any other development in the history of San Francisco. We are doing things that no one has ever done before in the design, of layout, even of our streets. We are developing massive, massive transportation. And yours truly, serving on the San Francisco County Transportation Authority, have been very instrumental in helping us to obtain the necessary funding for transportation. I've seen Supervisor Mandelman, Walton Cheryl. Thank you so much for that. We are also dependent on the Board of Supervisors for all the various funding mechanisms, and you all also have been our partners for the CFDs and infrastructures and all of that. Now, going back to Treasure Island, I can assure you, my focus is housing. This is the only place in San Francisco at the moment that we can help you and Mayor Lurie to scale up and build more housing that we need to meet the regional allocation. In fact, in a couple of months, we are going to be coming out here to make major announcement. That is our mandate. If we have all the resources, absolutely, this public-private development, with your guidance, we're going to be moving that. And I'm also an environmental justice advocate and expert, so sustainability is really at the core of what we do. And lastly, we are not just only developing Treasure Island. We also have a parallel work for development. We are the only one that take at-risk youth and adult from the Bayview, from all over San Francisco, and resident of Treasure Island, we train them. And all of them go to training, and they are able to be part of that development of Treasure Island. So I am honored to be here, and I look forward representing and helping you all and the Mayor Lurie to scale up that beautiful development. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. And I don't see any questions or comments from colleagues. And
Thank you.
And I don't believe Jeanette Howard is here, but I want to make sure I know. So, Mr. Clerk, let's go to public comment on these items.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this on these items today should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any speakers on this matter? There does not appear to be any speakers on these matters.
Thank you, seeing no speakers. Public comment is now closed. And Mr. Clerk, I would like to move that we send item 4 to the full board with an amendment striking, rejecting, replacing with approve, and send to the full board with recommendation.
Just item 4?
Yeah, I'm going to do one at a time.
Okay. One moment. Yes, on the motion to amend item 4 to approve and to recommend. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, I also want to make the same motion for item number 5, amending item number 5 to strike rejecting, replace with approve, and move forward to the full board with recommendation.
Yes, on the motion to amend, to approve, and to recommend. On that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Motion carries without objection. Mr. Clerk, I would like to continue item 6 to the call of the chair so that we all can have the candidate come in and talk
yes.
about their qualifications.
Thank you. Yes, on the motion to continue item number 6 to the call of the chair, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 7.
Item number 7 is hearing to consider appointing one member, term ending December 31st, 2026, to the Sugary Drink Distributor Tax Advisory Committee. One seat, two applicants.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. And I will call each candidate up in the order that they appear on our agenda. And first, we have Dr. John Ma.
Good morning, Chair Walton, President Mandelman, and Supervisor Sherrill. My name is John Ma. I previously served on the SDD TAC from 2019 to 2021. I'm a general surgeon at Chinese Hospital, former military veteran, and a first-generation Chinese-American. I bring experience to elevate the San Francisco soda tax to a larger global impact. My work to curb the consumption of sugary drinks began as president of the American Heart Association in 2003. The American Heart Association was among the first organizations to recognize the rising rates of obesity and the impact on heart disease and stroke rates across America. They've championed efforts to curb the twin epidemics that result of obesity and diabetes. The American Heart Association was joined by the San Francisco Marin Medical Society, who launched the Bay Area movement with a 2009 policy resolution that was later adopted by both the California Medical Association and the American Medical Association. In 2014, I served as a champion of the Prop E San Francisco soda tax, which was the foundation for the 2016 Prop V soda tax. And I summarized those accomplishments in a 2018 Johns Hopkins University paper while I served as the San Francisco Marin Medical Society president. We should be really proud. Our Bay Area successes have really changed the world. There were only 20 nations that taxed sugary drinks in 2016, but the world followed, and there are now nearly 120 nations that tax sugary drinks as of 2026. One of the key reasons that I seek reappointment are the lessons I learned from the 2025 and 2024 Santa Cruz soda tax victory that I summarized in this 2025 Journal of the American Medical Association paper. I learned of many new arguments, very convincing to voters, of the soda industry's role in the environment and damage to the environment, and the population health evidence that soda taxes reduce body mass index. There is an urgency given our city's budget deficit, and one of the solutions is to fulfill Senator Wiener's vision to double the tax and to make it a special tax. This will require creating the scientific evidence to prove that the tax is working and to unite with the city attorney's efforts regarding ultra-processed foods. I'd be honored to be appointed to a health equity seat and to represent the AAPI community. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ma. I don't see any questions or comments for Dr. Ma. And next we will call up Radha Baleb. And I apologize if I mispronounce your name in any way.
Thank you. Good afternoon, supervisors, and thank you for this opportunity to speak. My name is Radha Galeb. I'm a Mission District resident, a San Francisco community member, and a registered dental hygienist with a master's in public health. I work at HealthRight 360, formerly known as the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinics, where I provide trauma-informed, harm reduction-based clinical care. I also lead a food pharmacy program through the UCSF Food as Medicine Coalition, serving patients with chronic conditions. In this work, I integrate nutrition into oral health care, connecting diet, especially sugary drink consumption, to both chronic disease and dental outcomes. In my day-to-day work, I see the direct impact of sugary drink consumption, not just in oral health, but in broader chronic diseases. I also see what works. When patients have access to healthier food and clear nutrition guidelines, I see real improvements in health. I also co-lead Healthy Foods, Happy Kids, a grassroots program that has grown into a grant-funded initiative focused on nutrition education and community organizing. Through my work with the CUNY Urban Food Policy Institute, I conducted in-depth interviews with grocery program participants and breast cancer patients, and have served on an IRB board reviewing pouring rights contracts, giving me insights on how the beverage industry intersects with public health. I'm applying for C3 because I bring a frontline community-based perspective. If appointed, I would prioritize expanding nutrition education paired with real food access, scaling food pharmacy type models, and ensuring investments lead to measurable health income improvements in the communities most impacted. As both a Medi-Cal provider and a San Francisco community member, I'm committed to making sure these resources translate into real, measurable improvements in health. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you so much. Vice Chair Sherrill.
I just want to thank both applicants for coming to speak. Especially, I want to thank Dr. Ma, who I just want to say that I appreciate your doggedness in pursuing what you believe is right for the health of San Franciscans and, frankly, Americans, both on the issue of sugary drinks. Also want to recognize your work on the issue of smoking. I just want to thank you for your doggedness in staying with this and keeping to the fight to really help San Franciscans, especially children. I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you so much, Vice Chair Sherrill. And I too, want to thank both candidates. I tell you, it's not always easy to make a decision between two qualified people. I will say that we had conversations before and have had Dr. Ma appear before us previously, and so I am excited about him wanting to continue to serve. With that said, whatever direction we take, I want both candidates to know that I appreciate you being willing to serve. You're both qualified, and I hope that neither one of you stop pursuing opportunities to serve this city. With that said, we will go to public comment on item number 7.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to comment on this matter? There are no public commenters.
Thank you, CNO. Speaker's public comment is now closed. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I'd like to move to forward John Ma to the full Board of Supervisors for seat 3 on the Sugary Drinks Distributor Tax Advisory Committee.
Thank you, Vice Chair Sherrill. Mr. Clerk, on the motion.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. And again, thank both candidates for being here this morning. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more business before us this morning?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you so much. We are adjourned.
SFGov TV, San Francisco Government Television.